haven't mentioned my burglar for a few episodes, but I'm just about to go back to Edinburgh to do the final few dates of my show Bumblebee. After chasing my burglar last year. And I'm also taking part in the brilliant This Is Your Trial, David Allison's show, where they get two comedians to comedy defend and comedy prosecute members of the audience over the things they've done and disputes between couples. So come and see that if you're in Edinburgh this Friday at the brilliant Monkey Barrel. But it's also got me thinking about my burglar again and hoping that he's okay, hoping he's stayed out of trouble. Hoping he's stayed out of prison. The beautiful man with a beautiful smile. He's always on my mind. Yes, he was doing something bad, you know? But you could tell from how he looked and what he said, he was essentially a really good person. He's just someone for whom the dice hasn't quite rolled for, you know? There's plenty of ostensibly good people who are actually awful cunts, aren't they? They would actually step all over your grandmother to get what they wanted. And we often chase those people, don't we? We chase them in life because they look desirable. They appear desirable. They maybe can help you get where you want to be. But their hearts are black. And when you catch up with anyone that you're chasing, it doesn't take long before you see their hearts. And you see that the chase has all been in vain. So let me save you time in chasing people that there are no point chasing. People that ask you how you are and obviously don't care how you are. People that look over your shoulder in a party to see if there's anyone better to talk to. People that never ask you a question. What is wrong with these people? How are we going to have a conversation if you're not going to ask me a question? Lunatic. You horrible lunatic. People that slag people off and spread shit about people behind their backs. Give it a couple of years. And that will be you, my friends, you know. People that never offer to buy you a drink or help you out. People that are all over you when things are good and never even pass you a message when things are bad. People that don't make you feel special and worthwhile and loved. Stop chasing these people. And start chasing the people on the fringes of your life. The ones that stay quiet. The ones that you never see about. They would probably love to be chased. They'd probably love to be chased by you. They're just at home because they've given up on the chase. And after chasing one too many complete bastards. Chase the people on the fringes. Those people that stay quiet. And then, you know what? Chase your burglar. Chase the person who has been horrible to you. Just to check, just to double check that they don't need help. Because often if they've been horrible to you, they need someone more than most. And offer them help. And if they refuse, then let them go. But offer them help. Offer them the world. Because if they run away, and you're like me, you'll think about them every day. The chase will always be there in your mind. You'll always be chasing them. You'll always be chasing the words you should have said. The words that you could have heard. Chase. Chase after those words until you can chase. Chase, always chasing after you.